Hi, I'm Jerry Goldstein, your Providence Journal Super Bowl poet, and I'm here to tell you that I don't like the Los Angeles Rams, and I don't think Dr. Seuss would have liked them either. So here, in his style, is cooking the Rams goose a la Dr. Seuss. I do not like green eggs and hams. I do not like the L.A. Rams. The hams, because they are not kosher. The Rams, because nothing could be gaucher than to root without constraints for those who barely beat the Saints, and in fact were so enshrined just because some refs were blind. I do not like them on the coast, but where I do not like them most is where they are this very day with quarterback Goff and Coach McVay on a mission quite foolhardy to win the prize named for Lombardi, that silver coveted baguette whose rightful home is at Gillette. And let us tout our roadie brand, the trophies made in Cumberland. I could not, would not like a Ram. I could not like him, Sam, I am. Since Brady, now at 41, has Father Time still on the run. And life's back in that bucking bronc, the ever-entertaining Gronk, who alternately glides and slips both with his legs and with his lips. Edelman, the slot receiver, still a Patriots achiever, and who's to say they are not tight with Burkhead, Michelle, Slater, White, Flowers, Van Noy, Donta, too, the Pats with defense do imbue, with Gilmore, Jackson also there, and McCourty's quite a pair, while we can surely revel in our man from Brown, James Devlin. I do not like the L.A. Rams, though some weigh many kilograms, like the hefty tackle Sue, who many say plays dirty, too. I do not like them as a whole or to win the Super Bowl. I do not like them as my pick because I know that Belichick has surprises up his sleeve, and in that we do believe. So now this anthem do I sing. He and Tom will do their thing.